Hi, I'm Justin Wink, PhD, and you're listening to the Engineering Emotions and Energy Podcast. Are you ready to bust burnout, pursue your passion, have more time, money, energy, and relationships you actually love, including the relationship with yourself? If so, then this podcast is for you. I'm a best-selling author, coach, consultant, speaker, and a leader in transforming people's lives from living in fear, obligation, and guilt to living a life of joy, ease, and love. What's most important is that I can teach you all this in a way that's enjoyable, easy, fast, and can actually last. Let's begin. Welcome to the show. Today, I am talking about it's okay to want anything. And I'm talking anything. And this is the Jonah Hill I want to die on. Now, what does that mean? So there's been a lot of controversy going around a surfaced text from Jonah Hill to an ex-girlfriend. And usually I don't weigh in on, you know, the hot takes and the things in the culture. Yet there's something about this that I think brings up a very important point that I really want us to get at, which is why I'm titling the show, It's Okay to Want Anything You Want. Because the consensus seems to be that it's not okay to want anything, that you should only want things that are okay with other people. So I'm going to dive into it. And I'm going to read you the message. I have the text of the message that's going out there. So you will have the message in completion and we'll dive into it. And what I know is that you can tell all about a person and the relationship from one message. And so we're going to be able to know everything about these people. Just kidding. But we're going to use it as a teaching tool and it's going to be really informative and really fun. And I do want to do one of my favorite quotes from a Jonah Hill movie, the movie Superbad, which I think is now like 20 years old. He's in high school and it's about him and Michael Cera. They just want to get some alcohol so that they can impress these girls at a party. And it's a really dirty, hilarious movie. And there's this one scene where it turns out that Seth, which is the character Jonah Hill plays when he was younger in fourth grade, he had a bit of a condition, and it goes a little something like this. When I was a little kid, I kind of had this problem, and it's not even a big deal. Like something like 8% of kids do it. For some reason, I don't know why, I would just kind of sit around all day and draw pictures of dicks. You know, like a man dick. I just sit there for hours on end drawing dicks. I don't know what it was. I couldn't touch a pen to paper without drawing the shape of a penis. It's really fucked up. Here I am, a little kid, and I can't stop drawing dicks to save my life. So just listen. Like, I mean, eventually they ended up calling my parents. Principal is a religious fanatic, thinks I'm possessed by some sort of dick devil. My parents take me to go see some therapist, and he's asking me all of these dick questions. They literally stopped me from eating foods that were shaped like dicks. Imagine that. No hot dogs, no popsicles. Do you know how many foods are shaped like dicks? The best kinds, the best kinds. So it's almost like, in that movie, all those years ago, setting up for this exact issue where it's pointing out that often what we want, what we desire, it's not even consciously something. It's just, it's almost a compulsion. And you might be going like, well, that's why we got to shut down desires and things like that. And I'm going to explain to you why that is 100% not the case. We should be encouraging all desires. And this is going to be very different from having all desires be met. So we'll be getting to that. But first, I want to get a little bit into what's going on with me, what's coming up. So I'm getting ready to go on a big adventure for the summer. I'm a big traveler. If you've been following me for any length of time, you know that I like to travel. I like to do adventurous things. I like to have experiences. And then I like to bring the teachings, the adventure to you. And so coming up, I'm going to be going to Costa Rica. I'm going to be going to Guatemala. I'm going to be going to Tulum, Mexico. And so I really would encourage you, if you're not following me on, you know, the Instagram, the tickety-tockety, the Facebookery, or the LinkedIns, then go, you know, Justin Wink PhD, find me, follow me, because you're not going to want to miss the pictures, the videos, the posts. I'm also going to be doing podcasts recorded live there. So make sure you are subscribed to the Engineering Emotions and Energy Podcast. And, you know, while you're there subscribing, why not rate it 5 stars? Let other people know what you get from this. And then, you know, you're at it. It's in your mind. You're doing things for the podcast. Share it with a friend. Let them know, like, hey, some great shit's about to come up. This guy's going to be, you know, there could be a volcano in the background of one of his upcoming podcasts, for all you know. So I don't know. Just a possible, highly likely preview. So I'm getting excited, getting things ready, prepped for that. I'm leaving in like less than a week. Got a friend that's going to be staying at my place to watch it while I'm gone. So super, super excited about that. And I just got some information about the audiobook. The audiobook has been submitted to Audible for Amazon, and then also, I guess, iTunes for their audiobooks, anywhere audiobooks. So it's in the process of being reviewed. The thing with audiobooks, we don't know exactly how long that could take. Could take a week, could take 2 months. It'll be out when it's out. When I have a good idea that it's out, I'm going to be doing a little audiobook launch, do something special, got some fun things in the works. So again, other reasons to keep following, keep paying attention. Also get on my email list. So you could go to justinwink.com/podcast. And if you're on the list for the podcast, you'll get notices for these other things too. So like that's a lot of fun, exciting things going on. So on to the topic at hand. So what is the internet all a buzz about? What is this message that actor Jonah Hill is getting a lot of shit for? I'm not going to say that he did this perfectly, but when you read closely, you see that he did a lot of things right. So let's start. So he messages his girlfriend at the time, and I think this is it even has it in the message, December 2nd, 2021. So, you know, we're talking just 23 days before Christmas. So this is also a very stressful time in any relationship, right? You're coming off of Thanksgiving, you got Christmas coming up, could be Hanukkah, whatever it is. It's the holiday season. So there's a lot of pressure on a lot of relationships. So he says, plain and simple, if you need surfing with men, boundaryless and appropriate friendships with men, to model, to post pictures of yourself in a bathing suit, to post sexual pictures, friendships with women who are in unstable places and from your wild recent past beyond getting a lunch or coffee or something respectful, I'm not the right partner for you. So some context that I've learned is that who he was going out with was a surfer and a model. So a lot of the things he's requesting are very out of alignment with how she lives her life. And so the immediate response is this fucking asshole telling this woman not to do what makes her happy, what makes her money, what makes her who she is. And again, there's something to that where, but if we continue on with the message, he then goes on to say, I am not the right, if you want to do these things, which is basically, if you want to do what you're doing, if you want to be who you really are, I am not the right partner for you. These things bring you to a place of happiness. I support it, and there will be no hard feelings. These are my boundaries for romantic partnership. Now, there ends up being some debate about, is he using boundaries appropriately? And one could say, you know, maybe he should, these are my desires in a romantic partnership. I think that would have been a better use of the word. But really, boundaries is something that we put up to keep ourselves safe so that we don't get harm. And I'm guessing his state of mind is that she's doing these things and he's feeling hurt. There's something that comes in, probably, I would guess, a lot of insecurities. And he's expressing that he doesn't want to feel that way. Yet he is also acknowledging that she has agency, that she can opt out of the relationship. And I'm assuming she probably did. That's what she totally should have done, because she shouldn't have to change who she is. Yet it's amazing that he expressed what he wanted, what he's desiring, what he wants in a relationship at that time where he's at. And Jonah Hill, I mean, one of his documentaries that's been big on Netflix is about him and his therapist, right? So I'm sure he'd be the first to acknowledge that he probably has had some challenges that he's had to overcome through his life. And maybe he hasn't always been, you know, said things or done things that were the most skillful and discernful. I don't know. But he even like says like, hey, I support you in doing what makes you happy. Just this is where I'm at. And so clearly they were just not meant to be a good couple together. And there's nothing wrong with that. We should be going like, okay, it's so good that he put that out. So then she just go like, oh shit. Yeah, I am not going to be that woman for you. And they can both move along and he can continue working on his stuff and she can continue to live an amazing life and go find a man that's going to be like, that's a fucking sounds awesome. Like, I love, you know, what you do, what you're putting out there, the people you're hanging with, like you do you. Because I'm a big believer that there's always somebody out there that is, you know, for us to benefit us in the way that we're wanting to be benefited. And sometimes that's going to be a bunch of drama. Yeah, when you get over the drama, then you get into a lot of the love and a lot of amazing, beautiful stuff. And clearly, this was a time when there was some drama. So this is something where he expressed what he wanted, and I'm guessing he didn't get it, and he shouldn't have gotten it. Yet, hey, maybe there is a woman that would be like, oh my gosh, yeah, I love these bounds, and yeah, I don't want to go surfing. I don't want to be in relationship with men. There's people that want anything and everything. Because one of the things that I've been exploring and diving into a little bit is kink culture. You know, what are these things that usually are considered taboo and not allowed? And recognizing that these people in these communities, they're really big on, well, let's express it's okay to want anything. Then it's, well, how do you go about it so that, you know, people are safe, so that nobody's being harmed, so that, you know, nobody's doing anything they don't truly want to do, which to me, I think is a beautiful way to go about stuff, that the desire is okay. Because again, going back to the beginning where Seth, Jonah's character in Superbad, he just wanted to draw dicks, There was probably some underlying need that was there. And if the desire doesn't get to be spoken, then we don't get to the underlying desire, right? So there's probably a really underlying desire of like, oh, wanting to feel like secure and safe in relationship. And this desire of just, well, just make sure you do everything I want, that's just the surface thing. So when we let out what we desire, we can then get to whatever that deeper need is. Because sometimes what we want is just a symptom of something that we really, truly need. This is something that I've had to learn in my coaching business, is to both deliver what somebody wants and what they need. So, you know, like people want to have an amazing experience where they're relaxed and calm and all that. So really what they need is meditation. So I deliver something that does both of that. Now, you might be going like, Justin, can it really be okay to want anything? And I'm saying yes. And actually, the more that we would allow people some grace when they express a desire, a want, probably the less you would see a lot of the shadow sides of these unfulfilled, hidden, shameful desires come out. Because it's like one of those things, it's like if someone goes like, I want someone to do what I want when I want all the time. And it's like, okay, that's in some regards, that's called slavery. But then in other regards, there could be like, well, that can be of, it's like, do you really need that all the time? Probably not. Maybe you just want to experience for like an hour or two. And then maybe somebody's like, well, you know what? I just don't want to have to think for a while. It'd be great if just somebody did something, said, do this, do that. And I just didn't. I didn't have to think about it. I know it's going to be okay. And in 2 hours, I'm going to, you know, get my autonomy back. But I would just like to set that aside for a little bit and play a little game of I'll do whatever you want. And somebody else gets to play the game of somebody's going to do everything that I want. And so when we express the desire, we can then think of healthy ways to maybe satisfy these. Or if there is no way, you know, because maybe it's like, I want to kill somebody. It's like, okay, well, clearly there's no safe way to kill someone, but let's maybe get behind that. What is causing that desire? It's, oh, this person has been taking away some deep need. And well, what is being taken away? And is there a way, maybe that person doesn't even know about it. And, or maybe it's a misappropriation that that person should provide that need. And maybe we got to find some other person or place or way to fulfill that need. And then it's like, oh, well, I guess I don't really need to kill that person. That's okay. So I'm so glad that this hasn't been a whole big to-do. And I don't know, I'm really curious what people think, if they agree that, you know, yeah, Jonah could have been a little bit more skillful, yet he's putting out there what he wants, which is clearly not going to be popular, clearly not going to work out well. It didn't, yet he did it. He put it out there. And in some ways, it probably benefited because it let this, you know, this sounds like a really amazing woman that does like a lot of cool things, you know, surfing and modeling and probably doing like really cool adventure stuff so that she could move on with her life, as opposed to like him going like, oh, it's okay, I don't know. But then he's secretly miserable and probably doing all these little cutting, jabby remarks and cutting her down. And they just go on for years, decades, whatever. And she eventually gives up all the things she loves because she feels like, well, I don't think he's really happy, but he says he is, but I don't know, there's just something about it. So it can be uncomfortable when someone tells us flat out, hey, this is what I want. But you also have the right to go, hey, no, I'm not giving that to you. Whatever. I'm glad you want that. I hope you figure something out, but that's not for me. Those things are both okay. It's okay to want. It's okay to say, nope, not going to provide it. And so I'm really glad this came out so that we could be talking about it. And I really do believe that anything, it's okay to desire literally anything. Doesn't mean that any desire should be fulfilled. There's a very two distinct things. And I bet you that if you send me something where you're like, Justin, it can't be okay for somebody to want to do X, Y, Z, I can figure out a way to show you that, nope, that desire, totally okay. And doesn't necessarily mean that they should get it, you know, because I mean, one could argue that, hey, I think the whole world should end. Like, it's just a complete mess. And there's a lot of rational reasons. That's the other thing, is that there doesn't have to be a rational reason for a desire. Desire just is, because ultimately there's no reason to want anything, because you eventually go like, well, why do you want that? Why do you want that? Why do you want that? And at best, you're going to get, well, because it brings up this feeling. Or maybe somebody goes to like, well, because God said so. But then you could always go like, well, so why do you want that feeling? Or why do you think God said so? Again, there's ultimately no reason for why anything should be a thing other than it's just to see where it goes. Life in many ways is just a game. So are you enjoying the game? Because there is no end. The end begins a new beginning. And so are you enjoying the process? Are you enjoying the journey? Much like the trip I'm about to go on, there really is no point to anything in the trip. It's just to have the experiences while on the trip. And I will be sharing those with you, and I will be letting you know what I learn and what I experience so you can benefit from that. And then that helps guide you on what journeys you wish to take on your own. Because you might go like, holy shit, I never knew that Guatemala was like that. Now I want to go. Or you might go, oh, fuck, I'd always heard so much about Costa Rica, been wanting to go. Now that I see what you've done and gone, like, it just really doesn't sound interesting. So I'm not going to go. Great. And then you can figure out what game you want to play, what journey you want to go on. What's the story that you want to tell? This is your life. And any type of story you want to tell, be a part of, it's okay. It's all okay. I'm telling you, whatever you want, whatever you desire, it's okay. It's how you go about it. That's where the discernment, that's where the magic happens, is, well, what do you do with it? Now that it's out there, that you want to have that kind of job, that you want to be in that kind of relationship, that you want to have a body that allows you to do these types of activities. Now that you've put that out there, okay, how are you going to work with that? And that's, I love all that stuff to getting out, what is it you really want? And then how do you make it actually happen in a way that is safe and sustainable and doable, right? And that's a big thing of what's in my book, Engineered to Love, Going Beyond Success to Fulfillment, the audiobook coming soon. So yeah. So if you're like, I can't be okay to want to quit my job and, you know, become a surf model, I'm going to say, I think it's totally okay. It's totally okay. And it's totally okay if somebody's upset by that. And then how do you work with that? And that's one of the things I like to do in my coaching. And that's one of the things a lot of tools in my book are for. So thank you so much for listening. Definitely podcast at justinwink.com. If you got any comments, suggestions, because I'm really curious, what's something where you're just like, no, Justin, there's no way that this is okay. I'm very curious. Let's get a conversation going. So thanks so much. Take care. I'm going to be getting ready for my travels coming up really soon. There might be one more podcast that I record before I start my trip, but my plan is to do a good amount on location. So at least three on location. So very excited. You should be too, or not. It's up to you, but I want you to be excited, and it's okay that I want you to be excited. So with that, thank you and good day.